Psalm chapter 1 begins with the word blessed. Sometimes when we see the word blessed in the Beatitudes, we think of the word happy. And so Psalm 1 is actually a beatitude of the Old Testament. If you want to be happy, here's what Psalm chapter 1 says. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so. They're like the chaff which the wind drives away. And therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I want you to notice when you read Psalm chapter 1, one of the keys to true spiritual happiness. We're not talking about happiness in the same sense the world talks about it. We're talking about enduring happiness. But one of the keys are there's some things that you need to not do. And verse 1 tells you some of the things you need to not do if you want to be truly and enduringly happy. You need to walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. Sometimes we can take our advice from the wrong people. If people are ungodly, if they don't care about the ways of God, and we're taking our marriage advice, our parenting advice, our church advice, our spiritual advice from these people, then that is exactly what the psalmist, I believe David, would encourage us not to do. Find people who are godly to take your counsel and your advice from. But then he goes on to the next phrase, nor stands in the path of sinners. We need to be careful who we're around. Evil companions corrupt good morals. And so if we will be truly happy, we need to be careful of the friends that we make. If our closest friends are sinful people who think of sin, talk of sin, do sin all of the time, that's not going to have a good impact on us. Birds of a feather flock together, not a Bible passage, but it's certainly a Bible principle that sinners will have an impact upon you in the way that you think. Jesus tried to teach sinners and communicated with them for that reason. He wasn't engaging in the sinful activity. And then the third thing is, the blessed man does not sit in the seat of the scornful. There's three things that you don't do. Don't take advice from ungodly people. Don't stand in the path of sinners. Don't walk with them. And don't sit in the seat of the scornful. Don't hang out with people who are mocking and belittling and talking bad about God, his people, the word. Because when you constantly hear a barrage of belittlement about religious things, it won't be long before you're the one who's belittling those things. And when you become that person, then it's an indication that you are drifting in your faith. Here is what the advice of the psalmist is in verse 2. Your delight needs to be in the law of the Lord. You care more about the advice of the law of the Lord and about God's people, and about being around people who respect God's word than you do just having friends with people who have no respect for the things of God. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Not just on Sundays, not just when we're all here for an hour a week. You're thinking about God's will and God's law with your every decision, your every choice, day and night. It is on your mind and it is on your heart. And when it is like that, verse 3 tells you what you will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Right now, things have been pretty dry for the past couple of weeks. If you have a garden, your garden's probably had to be watered by you because the rains haven't been falling very much. But when you have a season of steady rain and when you have a tree that is planted by the rivers of water, I think we all know what happens. You have a lot of fruit. You grow, you're leafy, you're bountiful. That's what you're like when you choose to get the bad influences out of your life, when you choose to put your mind and your heart into God's will and with God's people. You're like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf shall not wither, and whatever you do shall prosper. Why is this important? Well, I think verse 4 and 5 tells us why. Because verse 5 says, if you've become like the ungodly, you will not stand in judgment. You may trade in some few moments of happiness by hanging out with people like that, but he says, you will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. The Lord knows who you are. The Lord knows the way of the righteous, verse 6, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. The reason why we're here studying the Bible tonight, the reason why we would encourage it not just tonight, but every day, whether we're here or whether we're at home, is because we want you to be fruit-bearing people here in this life. We want you to be enduringly happy. And that happens when we put out of our lives the ungodly influences and we only let into our ears and into our hearts people who are going to be strengthening for us, people who are built upon the Word of God. And so my encouragement to you is if you've been spending time with people who are tearing down your faith, that you need to start making some decisions, to be careful about who you're around, who you're with, who you're listening to, what you're reading, what you're watching, because those things are influencing your mind and your heart. And try to make it a point to, as much as possible, put good influences in your life, people who are thinking about God's Word.